WNCW presents this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Falster. Jeremy Markovich is a senior writer and editor for the well-known Our State magazine, which, of course, is all about North Carolina. Jeremy, welcome to our program.
Hi.
You have been handling an 8-episode podcast series, a first from Our State. It's called Away Message. How did this come about?
Well, the short version is that last year I took a very big 8-day, 200-mile kayak trip down the Cape Fear River. During that trip, I thought it would be a lot more remote than it actually was. There's a lot more solitude and that sort of thing. What happened was I never once lost cell service, even though I was kind of out on a river. And so that got me to thinking, well, where are the places that you can go in North Carolina where you actually can get away from people or from technology or from life or from anything like that? And we picked 8 places to go to where you can do that. And they're all very, very different, but they're all in their own way remote.
I really like the show's name. Do you get the credit for that?
I do. Yeah. I think it comes from the old AOL Instant Messenger sort of leaving an away message. Yeah, it kind of serves a bunch of different roles. Yeah, we kicked about a bunch of names, and this is the one that stuck.
Well, let's go through some of the episodes, and let's begin with what was the first episode, episode 1, The Most Remote.
So you can actually, if you go into Google, pretty quickly you can figure out the most geographically remote place in North Carolina. And the way that is defined, I think you and I can have an argument about what remote actually means or what feels remote. But the way that this one is defined is the most remote place, the farthest place from a road in the entire state. And that place is actually out in western North Carolina. It's in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. To get there, it was about a 2-day hike for us. It was very rainy. It was along a lot of trails. It was way out there. Actually, at one point, you have to leave the trail to get to this spot. We decided to go there and see what that was like, and brought along a couple of folks that are used to this sort of thing and really kind of discovered what it means to get away and what it means really for, not just to get to the most remote spot, but also what is the psyche of people who go into the woods, who do these long-distance hikes, who want to really kind of find themselves in the woods. And I think we accomplished all that.
When you pick a location, you're actually going there. You're experiencing the remote place. Or when we bring up the Outer Banks here in a little bit, it's not just that you picked a location and you're making phone calls and talking to the people that live there. You're going through the whole situation.
I thought that would be very, very important. It's amazing that you can go online now and anywhere you want to go, anywhere in the world, really, you can see pictures, you can read about it, it's been written about, and you can find it pretty easily. With this, I really thought it was important to go there and experience it for myself. Part of it is the experience of actually having to find these places or journeying to these places. The feeling that you get is more than just a picture or more than just somebody else's words.
It's the Friday Feature from WNCW. Right now we're having a discussion with Jeremy Markovich, who is with Our State Magazine and has recently introduced a podcast series called Away Message. There was a photo posted with your podcast, which was episode 3. It really caught my attention, and it was named As High As You Can Get.
There is something out there that you probably see a lot of, although you don't really have any idea how tall they are. There are these big television towers. Believe it or not, a lot of these are taller than the Empire State Building. In fact, the one that I went up in was maybe twice as tall as the Empire State Building. It's certainly a lot taller than the tallest building in North Carolina. The picture that you're talking about was I had gotten permission to go up about almost to the top of a 2,000-foot television tower near Charlotte. It actually is the tallest structure in the state. Actually, one of among the tallest structures in the world. Television towers in the United States top out at about 2,000 feet, and that's about how tall this one was. I had to talk to a lot of people to get the okay to go up there, and the man who took me up, if you've ever wondered who changes the light bulb on the top of those towers,
yes.
the blinking lights, this guy, the guy that I went with, is the guy that does that. He took me up. Luckily, he didn't have to climb. Climb up there would probably take a couple of hours. This took about 20 minutes to get up to the top in an elevator that kind of creaks and rattles and that sort of thing to get up to the top. What I discovered up there was, I'm not afraid of heights, and when you get up that high, I'm still not afraid of heights. When you get up high, way up high, and look down, thousands of feet off the ground, it doesn't even feel real. Up there on top of a really, like a spire that is way off the ground. It was an intense but really kind of strange, surreal experience to be way up that high.
Well, I tell you what, let's get you off of that high, super high tower. get your feet back on the ground and move on to another podcast. Those of us in and around Western North Carolina certainly love our mountains and scenery, but if you've never been to the other side of this beautiful state of North Carolina, you're missing something there too. Fill us in about your Outer Banks experience.
We actually had the plans. We were going to do a show about going into the Great Dismal Swamp, and that actually is out now. It just came out this week. We've moved it back a week because there was a big power outage on the Outer Banks. They're constructing a new bridge that'll connect the northern part of the banks to the southern part. And the southern part is Hatteras Island, Buxton, Rodanthe, and all the way down to Ocracoke. One power line that supplies the power to that entire stretch. Everybody that's down there has generators. The generators only make enough power for the people who live there full time. Tens of thousands of visitors who were out there vacationing, doing whatever, had to leave, and had to leave pretty quickly. And it was this really, really strange, bizarre experience for a lot of people who live there, because if you live on the Outer Banks, evacuations are not necessarily anything new. An evacuation when the weather is perfect, as opposed to when a hurricane or a tropical storm or something bad is approaching, that really messed with people. And so it was this strange, weird experience that everybody was having, where we would normally have, you know, the restaurants would be full and the bookstore in Ocracoke would be just packed with people trying to find books for the beach. It was strange because none of that was happening. Over time, the Outer Banks have become less and less remote. But when one thing happens, when you take away the power, all of a sudden they kind of they go back in time, as one person told me. They really become almost what they once were. I mean, you take out the one element of power, then you don't have air conditioning. All of a sudden those houses get really, really hot, and there's no real way to keep them cool. This is kind of this crazy experience that takes the Outer Banks back in time. And we actually altered our plans to take advantage of sort of looking at this and what is happening and how kind of fragile everything really is and how remote those places really are.
Before we wrap up, putting you on the spot right now and just a brief description, how would you describe Our State magazine?
It is lovely. I think that is how I would describe it. It is, we really pride ourselves on gorgeous photography, wonderful writing, and the sense that you get is that, pick it up, it is a magazine that covers all of North Carolina, from the mountains to the coast and everything in between. It's designed to make you feel good. We celebrate North Carolina. We look at all the good things that are happening here, the great people, the wonderful places you can visit, food. We feature breweries and wineries because they're popping up everywhere. It's a great thing to hold in your hands. When you look through it, you really just get a sense of just how great this state is. And it's a lot of fun to write for, to work for, and actually to make podcasts.
Well, tell our listening audience if they would like to find out more about Away Message and view your podcast and to find out more about the magazine, how could they do so?
The podcast, Away Message, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Overcast. And we also have a website where you can go and get the episodes as well and even kind of get a little bit extra, some bonuses, away.ourstate.com.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Continued success to you, Jeremy Markovich, senior writer, editor, and now leading the way on the Away Message podcast as well. All for Our State magazine. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
WNCW Friday features are also available as a podcast on our website, WNCW.org. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Paul Foster.